I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Great song. Incredible song.
It is, brother.
You feeling okay coming back into the world of the snow? I mean, you were on the island
No.
for a long time.
No.
You struggled a bit.
Yeah, it's a shock to the core. It's just weird to think that there are other people doing other things in much better weather. You want to? This is crazy, and we'll get into some Jazz trade stuff. Bunch of rumors that are going on. We've got the trade deadline coming up on Thursday.
Yep.
So I bumped into this guy on St. Croix, which is a U.S. Virgin Island, and he's working at, it's called Buccaneer Ranch, and there's a beach that's inside of this ranch called Mermaid Beach, and it's one of the most gorgeous places I've ever been. This Buccaneer Ranch has a golf course. And it just kind of goes all over the mountains, and it's on the backside of St. Croix, so the nicer area of St. Croix. And this guy is like 58, maybe 60 years old, and he's renting out some of the paddle boards and canoes.
Yeah.
Right where you're laying in the sun on the beach. And he comes up to us and just kind of starts the chit-chat. And we said, how did you end up here? And he said, oh, well, we came and we visited St. Croix a couple of years ago, and I was right on the edge of retirement. And I told my wife when we came, we're just going to sell everything in Oklahoma. They live just outside of Norman, Oklahoma. We're going to sell everything in Norman, Oklahoma, and we're going to move here to St. Croix. Because you can get a house on St. Croix for about $350,000 to $450,000. But the price of living is really high. Food, gasoline is insanely high on those U.S. Virgin Islands. And he said, he's been there for 4 months, and he said, I just want to go back to Oklahoma.
Really?
I said, are you kidding me?
He's got all the regrets, huh?
And he said, when you move to paradise, paradise just becomes home.
Yes.
And he said, home for us is actually Oklahoma. And he said, we should have just come and visit, you know, visited a couple times a week. But he went through the whole process of selling everything and then buying in St. Croix.
Oh, no.
And I was thinking, geez, that's brave. And he did say, he said, we really did it because we wanted to show all of our friends and family that, hey, we're bold. We're still young.
Yeah.
We're hip. We're cool. We can do what we
and
want.
And now he's like, now we screwed up.
He said, I just want my property back in Oklahoma.
Oh, my gosh.
Which he'll never get it back.
No, 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 no.
He might get some property back, but
oh, man. That's not how I anticipated that story to go.
I know, we were sitting there looking at him thinking, you just ran our dream.
Yeah.
But you're telling us that you want to go back to Oklahoma? You want to go back to Tornado Alley?
Wow.
And Oklahoma's bitter cold right now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly heaven. But yeah, he just wanted to go home. Thought that was pretty interesting. But
and now he's renting out paddle boards to tourists.
Yeah. And he said, I literally picked up this job because I was sick of my wife. I said, oh.
He said, I
cannot be in the house for more than an hour with her.
And well, she's like, probably like, it's so hot. Your grandkids are in Oklahoma and the internet's not working. And we can't FaceTime them. He's like, I don't know what to tell you. The router's not working.
Have you bought a gallon of gas here? Do you have any idea how far that goes in our Tahoe? Which you decided to have shipped over from Oklahoma, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Every time I hear you chew, I want to hit you with a chicken.
Oh, so these stories are related then, is what you're saying.
I'm going to hit you in the head with a rotisserie chicken. You take one more bite of that chicken and chew it with your mouth open. I'm hitting you with it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I could tell. I said, what does she do? She's my taxi. She just drives me to work and leaves. I said, man.
He has no idea what she's actually doing.
No idea.
And I don't think it doesn't sound like he cares. No idea.
And I can't even explain to you what type of paradise the backside of St. Croix is. The other thing in St. Croix, it has a landmark. It's the furthest eastern point of anything in the United States of America.
Okay.
So you can drive to it, and you get to this point, and then it's just nothing. It's just you're so far east and removed from anything, you can hardly see back even west.
Wow.
So we drove out to that and went and saw it. Those U.S. Virgin Islands are pretty cool. I don't know if you've ever been to them.
I have not.
St. Thomas, St. Croix, St. John. Three major islands. And even though the United States owns them, you still drive on the wrong side.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You drive on the wrong side.
So do you drive or does Scotty? I mean, you don't even drive here. You make a manager.
Yeah. Like I don't drive here.
It's not even a question.
Yeah, that was
not driving. There's a reason why I don't drive.
I mean, he'll hop on and drive a burro, but that's about it.
Please tell me.
It was a horse, man. It wasn't a burro. It was a horse.
Please tell me there's pictures of you on a horse.
This time?
Yeah.
No.
You really didn't get on the horse this time?
Uh-uh. No. I saved the horse.
Even though Mama wanted to go horseback, right?
Yeah. All right. We did the side-by-side in its stead.
All right. So Jazz and trade deadline, we're about a day and a half away from the trade deadline hitting and still no action. All quiet on the Western Front here for the Jazz.
But based off of the performance we saw against the Dallas Mavericks, the hapless Dallas Mavericks, the depleted Dallas Mavericks last night, I think it's a pretty direct indicator of what this Utah Jazz team can expect and what Utah Jazz fans can expect.
Yeah.
That is a game that you should have won 10 out of 10 times. Depleted Dallas team on your court. You've been home for a lot of days. You've had days of rest and days of relaxation. And Dallas comes in with nobody. They're in flux. They just picked up Kyrie Irving. They lost a couple of their major pieces. And they come in and they get the win.
I mean, no disrespect, by the way, to... Hold on, let me pull up the box score. To McKinley Wright IV, who got the start last night for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
But you're McKinley Wright IV.
He did put up 10 points, didn't he?
Yeah, 10 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. Awesome night.
Well,
McKinley Wright IV.
I talked about Josh Green. So Josh Green had a career 29 points.
Yes.
Career. He did have, it was like a 20-point or 19-point performance early in the year. And it's his third year in the NBA. But you go back and this is a guy that's averaging 8 points. He goes off for 29 points against the Jazz. Smokes him. Goes 58% from the field. Knocks down 50% from 3. Gets to the free throw line. What was it? 6 or 7 times, Scotty? Grabs 6 rebounds. Puts out 29 points.
Yep.
Dishes 2 or 3 assists. So... It to me, it's a bit of an indicator of what this team is expecting and what I expect.
Yeah.
This is not a playoff team. As much fun as we've had with this team, and the fact that they found themselves an all-star in Lauri Markkanen, and the fact that they found themselves a potential future all-star in Walker, I am looking at a team that is not a playoff team.
No. No, it's not. And that is frustrating a little bit because you're also not a horrible team and you're stuck in the purgatory of the NBA right now, which is not good and not terrible, mm-hmm. which is where you do not want to be and where we were worried this team might be. I mean, you put them at 29 wins, and I thought you were silly saying 29. There's no way they're going to get to 29. Well, they'll exceed 29.
I think I went 36.
By a lot.
Did I go 29?
Yeah, your first one was 29. Was that and I think we may have adjusted it afterwards. But
that very first pick was 29?
The very first was 29. And I remember thinking, no way this team gets to
29. No, it's 36. You had 25. Lloyd had 23.
I think we readjusted them.
No, that's the originals right there.
You had them at 36?
I had them at 36. Yeah. That was my original pick preseason.
Wow. You sure we didn't adjust those?
Positive. That is preseason picks.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah.
That's even worse than I thought.
Yeah, 36. I thought that they'd get there. But here's the thing, Scotty. What we saw last night is a direct indicator that this Jazz team needs to continue to acquire assets. I actually saw somebody on Twitter go back and forth with one of the NBA insiders, and they said something along the lines of, how many draft picks do the Jazz need?
As many as they can get.
As many as they can get.
Yeah.
Because the way you need to look at Danny Ainge, if you're a Jazz fan, the way that I look at Danny Ainge, you can look at him however you want. The way I look at Danny Ainge to me is a hoarder. Right now he is hoarding. And at some point he's going to take all the hoarding and he's going to put it out there. When he sees the pieces that he thinks he can put together, the Kevin Garnett, who was the three? Allen Iverson,
Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Paul Pierce was already there, but yeah.
So when he finds that pairing,
Ray Allen, not Ray Iverson.
Thanks, Lloyd. Yeah, you're right.
When he finds that grouping that he can put together, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And every draft pick that he can acquire it.
Yeah, the Jazz aren't actually drafting players for each of these selections.
No,
this is ammunition to trade. That's all this is.
You hope you can draft a piece or two, but this is when you finally get the piece. Like maybe it is Lauri Markkanen, or maybe it is Walker Kessler, or maybe it is whatever. Maybe it is Ochai, who I heard that you had on.
I did. You like how Lloyd scheduled that interview for me?
You went and got Ochai, huh?
Yes, I did. But I had to run it through Scotty to make sure we were going to do it. I said, "Hey, Scotty, would you like to do this interview?"
No, it was funny. It was like,
you want to know what happened?
And I was teasing.
So I texted him this, and it went, you know what, how you see the dots on your phone?
Yeah.
And then the dots went away for a sec. And I was like, oh, great.
What happened was I was teasing the next segment, and Lloyd's like, no, you got Ochai Agbaji next segment.
Right.
He's like,
he does always mumble it too.
He's
no,
like,
oh, that's not
all right,
true.
Welcome back. He's like, Ochai's on the phone. I'm like, what? Whoa, what? Go to him now. Line one, now.
You've got 5 minutes left. Yeah, I can see Lloyd doing that.
I know.
But you gather him up.
By the way, fantastic interview. Great young man. Great conversation.
Yeah, I got to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listened to it. It's really good.
Great. Now I just picture Danny Ainge with all these picks and players like just sitting in his house, like crowded, and he's got no room in there, just hoarding.
TLC is going to come in. What is the – is that TLC that does the hoarding channel?
My 600 draft pick life.
He just comes in and there's just draft picks stuffed all over in the house with rats running on it.
You haven't used that one for how many years? It's been sitting here doing nothing.
Look at the mold that's on it. What are you going to do with that?
It's not till 2029. We'll all be dead by then. What's wrong with you?
You have newspapers sitting on it. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, man.
Get rid of it.
They moved Danny.
The cat's peeing on that pick over there. Gross.
They move Danny Ainge out of the house, and two guys with hazmat suits come in, remove some rat feces off of the traffic.
He's a hoarder. He's a sick hoarder.
He is, but he's just waiting to push his chips all in. And I just see these assets growing for the Jazz, and I know Danny Ainge enough with his history in the NBA to know that at some point the vision's going to come, and then you're going to see all those assets just exploited, put out on the table, yep. Moved, and you're going to see pieces come in. Maybe they fit with Lauri Markkanen. Maybe they fit with Walker Kessler. Maybe Walker Kessler's out the door for a piece. Who knows? But I do know one thing. This ain't the team. This ain't the time to start moving pieces and trying to make something magical happen. This is the time to move it out the door if you can acquire something for it. But your guy Ochai is one of those dudes that's not going out the door.
Well, the one thing, I don't know. I mean, Danny is not sentimental on anybody. And so I know there's rumors of untouchable players, Ochai being one of them. But the right deal comes along, Danny will move anybody.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah, but you're right. The likelihood of Ochai, Kessler, or Markkanen being moved is very, very slim. Everybody else, very much on the table.
I could see a Danny Ainge trade that includes Ochai, Walker Kessler, and his brother, Steve. It's like,
Steve's Steve's an accountant. Well, find a spot for him.
Steve's an accountant in Chicago. Well, yeah, call him up and let him know he's headed out to the Lakers. Yeah,
he's no longer interning for Goldman Sachs. Get him out.
He doesn't care.
All right. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We'll spin the wheel. Sports Roulette next.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
He is Coach Tim Lacombe. Ben came up with a theory earlier today, Coach, that the Jazz will win and lose based on Walker Kessler's performance. What do you think about that take?
Totally fair. And it's more than just like him getting rebounds and scoring baskets. Like, there's so much to what he does. You know, the ball screen defense and him getting more proficient with where to be and when to be there. You know, all those things. And then he is an absolute phenom at thwarting shots at the rim when he's great. So I think that's totally fair. I will also add, I think this is a good three-point shooting team, and I think they get great looks. So I'd almost throw that in there, too, as almost a caveat as well. This team shoots the ball where they're hard to beat, and then you get Walker playing at the level he does around the rim, making things difficult, and then doing a better job of shoring up his ball screen. Understanding and defense, yeah, the sky's the limit for him, no doubt.
Hear Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotting, presented by U First Credit Union on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hanson Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Before we get into Sports Roulette, let's give away some more Jazz tickets. It's a Team 49 Tuesday. We give away Jazz tickets every hour on every Tuesday throughout the NBA season. 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE.
Is there any way Jazz fans would have wanted the Utah Jazz to touch Kyrie Irving? Kyrie, Lowry, Markkanen, and let's say,
and remember
you see a future with Kyrie.
And he's a free agent, so you're looking at probably a 3-month rental there.
And that's why I'm throwing out that you see the future with him. because I know that he's the short-term rental, but let's say you feel like you could have a future with him. Would Jazz fans have wanted to see the flat-earthing, anti-Semitic, anti-vax kind of he beats to his own drum
everywhere he goes?
Injured,
there's something
injury prone.
Yeah,
I could go through the whole list of Kyrie Irving, but then you think of his isolation game. You think of the championship that really he and LeBron drug to Cleveland in 2016. He's only got one championship, and he's got a whole bunch of messes everywhere else he's gone. I understand. Look, I would almost blame Kevin Durant more for a relationship failure than Kyrie Irving. I think I'd rather spend time with Kyrie Irving than Kevin Durant even.
Yeah.
I think he's a... Anyways.
Yeah.
So...
At least Kyrie be interesting. He'd be disgusting, but...
I guess what I'm saying is Kyrie, to me, is more of an intriguing person than even Kevin Durant. So I'm not going to blame Kyrie for that complete fallout, but... Which would you want it here? Because I don't think it is the right fit for Dallas. I did read a whole piece about it was really well done, and it took a lot of Kyrie Irving's catch and shoots numbers because he's got good catch and shoot.
Yep.
He's a career 40.5% three catch and shoot. So he can play away from the ball. He will constantly draw second defender. A focus out.
Luka's life just got a lot easier.
Got a lot easier because you got to control that isolation because that gets pitched back out and you're dealing with a nightmare if you don't have a defender ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see how it would work. But then I started thinking, Luka is not LeBron. Kyrie won next to LeBron because LeBron is LeBron. Luka is not LeBron because Luka does not defend like LeBron. You remember in the heyday, LeBron could lock on anybody, and it was done.
And there's still flashes of that, but not quite as much. But yes, you're right. Luka is not the defender, and Luka doesn't get up and down the court the way that LeBron James did. Or, frankly, still does.
So if Mark Cuban and Kidd and the crew are having these images of Luka and Kyrie, kind of a LeBron-Kyrie, it's not even close.
Yes.
You are going to be fooling yourself in Dallas.
Well, I also think this is, I think Dallas is fishing a little bit too, but they're also in a weird spot because Luka's looking around at this team and saying, what are you guys doing for me? What are you doing to help make this work for me? Because Luka's could be getting to a point here very soon where he could be demanding a trade if things don't go well. And I think that it was a shot to try to improve the team short term and then also to show Luka, like, hey, look, we're trying. We're going to throw this against the wall, see if it sticks. And maybe it ends up so poorly that Luka's like, okay, you know what? I trust you guys. Like, that was, yeah, you're right. I asked for some help. You brought in this guy. It was a nightmare. It ended badly. I'll trust the process going forward. But it is something that I think they're throwing, like, look, man, we're trying.
You think Luka passed off on it?
Oh, I had to have. Yes.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. I think Luka's on cloud nine right now.
What?
But he doesn't know what it's going to be like. Like, you think it's great, and then all of a sudden he comes in the locker room and be like, oh my gosh, this ain't great.
What the three of us were just discussing is Mark Cuban bringing in Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
How's that going to work? I know that Jason Kidd was Kyrie Irving's childhood legendary status. But when we're talking about Kyrie Irving, who went through next to, is it Yeezy? Kanye?
Yeah.
Next to Kanye, Kyrie was kind of next in line with the anti-Semitic and very damaging verbiage. And he hurt a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you've got an owner and an ownership group that I would think would be pretty sensitive to that.
Mark Cuban's Jewish? Now, I don't know, his active level of intensity in the religion or not, but.
Well, picture this. Let's say that there was a Netflix special put out there that attacked the root of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And maybe it was a full attack on Joseph Smith and the Mormon culture. Because if I remember right, he retweeted a link to a Netflix special.
It was an Alex Jones movie. I don't think it ever got on Netflix.
Oh, it was not on Netflix.
No, I don't.
Okay, think so. I thought Netflix was hosting it. Okay, whatever that special is, he retweeted it, and it's very damaging to our religious culture in this state.
Yep.
How would Ryan Smith handle that in a trade situation?
Well, I would think that in Utah, that would not go over well because the majority of your fan base is of that predominant religion. And so I can't imagine that would go over well at all. At all.
It would be hurtful.
Yes.
It would be really harmful. And Lloyd, you were just saying that Sam Amick put out a piece that talked about Kyrie Irving retracting some apologies.
Yeah, it's looking like he, after he was traded to the Dallas Mavericks on Sunday, and but yeah, it looks like he deleted it.
He deleted his apology
post. His apology post. Yes, yep. His apology post about that whole thing.
Which almost
where he took a lot of heat,
seedy and damaging than the original comments.
Yeah, it's like he and I don't know. I truly, to be honest with you, because he was so stubborn about it, like wanting to apologize, whatever. Like when he finally did, it was like, You didn't really mean it.
No,
you
didn't
never
mean it.
You never meant it.
You never meant it.
And that's fine.
Never.
Whatever. That's your thing. Didn't mean it.
But it also goes to show you're a little bit more morally flexible when it comes to thinking a guy can come in and help you win. And you're willing to, I mean, we joke, Bill, you know, Lloyd and I joke all the time about Bill Romanowski. You know, Bill Romanowski is a dirty player. I mean, let's just be honest. He was dirty, gross. Not a particularly good human being out on the field.
He was a spitter.
But when he played for the Broncos, I'm like, oh, no, he's gritty and, you know, determined, blah, blah, blah. Then he goes and plays, and then, you know, the Raider fans are like, yeah, he's a horrible human being. Then he goes and plays for the Raiders, and then you switch it.
Like, loved him.
No, he's a great player. He's just, you know,
punched that teammate
nose.
In the face, and he deserved
he's
it.
He's a blue-collar, hard-working guy. And then Bronco fans are like, no, he's a disgusting human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's the old Jerry Seinfeld. It's like laundry. We're cheering for laundry. And a lot of times when you see guys that do disgusting things, say disgusting things, get DUIs, you know, rough up their spouse, whatever the case is, when they can help you win, a lot of times they're like, well, you know, there's two sides of the story. I mean, we got to, you know, take a step back. And like, no, he's a dirtbag.
It is a little bit shocking to me because the NBA has embraced the PC. They've kind of embraced the, you know, let's involve and include and evolve, and more than any other professional organization. And here is this guy that just retracted an apology for some hateful things that he sent out in regards to the Jewish culture.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so let's just be honest about this here.
And the NBA is like, we didn't see it.
Well, okay, but that's because Kyrie Irving can help you win. You know, Myers Leonard is still out of the league two years later after on a Twitch, you know, thing dropping what he felt like he didn't know was an anti-Semitic slur, but was, and he hasn't been in the league in 2 years.
Yeah. And he went and lived in the Jewish community for a while.
Tried to do, and again, look, I don't know what's in his heart.
And I also don't know how good he is on the court.
Well, I he's no Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, but he's good enough to probably occupy a spot.
Yes.
He's fought some injury too there, so I don't know what his injury status was. He dealt with a pretty big injury.
But here's the thing.
He is trying to get back in the league.
He is trying, and he's hoping to get back in the league. But at the end of the day, owners look at it like, okay, I can put up, like, look, let's be honest here. Tim Tebow had a circus around him everywhere he went. The reason he got booted from the league, he couldn't help teams win. Colin Kaepernick couldn't help teams win, or he'd still be in the NFL. Like, if you can help a team win, you're willing to look past a lot of different things.
Look what Deshaun Watson just did.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson got a massive guaranteed contract.
There's going to be a lot of people that disagree with you on that, Scotty. But I think you're absolutely right on Colin Kaepernick. If he could have helped, he'd have been there.
Yes.
There were teams that brought him in for workouts and said, do what you do. Let's see it. Give us
Raiders
something.
Raiders brought him in.
Give us something. Yeah. Give us something we feel like we can hang a hat on. And he couldn't.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'd probably be there. Deshaun Watson, he finished out after what was it, a 7-game suspension? He finished it out. So you're right. these leagues want to act inclusive. These leagues want to act progressive. These leagues want to act like, well, we're going to send a message on how we should act. All right, you beat a woman, but you're a good football player. You drive drunk and you run into somebody and cause damage, but you're a good football player. Yeah. You harass 24 women, sexually harass them, but you're a good football player. You drop anti-Semitic stuff on social media, but you're a good basketball player. Then all of the message that we've tried to push out, it's all just squashed.
Yep.
So you know what? Just shut your mouth then. If you're not going to back it, shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Stop looking. Stop trying to act like you care, because you don't.
Yep. 100%. Ray Rice hit a woman in an elevator on camera. Done. Well, his career was pretty much done. The Mixon kid that's the running back for Cincinnati hit a woman, gets drafted, and is still playing in the NFL and is now dealing with some other stuff now, too.
Yeah. Threatened to kill a woman.
Yeah.
And was arrested for it.
Yep. And is he going to get booted out of the league? No.
Will he even spend a single game on suspension?
No.
Probably not.
Yep.
So the Kyrie Irving thing, is it under your craw?
Yes.
It's under my craw a little bit. And it's not so much that, you know, I'm slamming my fist down and saying Kyrie should burn for what he said. He should be repentant. He should probably have some consequence. But it's the image the NBA is trying to portray him, then they're like, oh, yeah, move him on. Well, he just retracted the apology that you told him to send. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, I think, actually got the better end of things.
250, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. We'll wrap this thing up next right here on The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Kalani Sitake, BYU head coach, joins us now.
It seems like from the time the season ends till signing day and then spring ball is like 2 weeks. Now it's not, but my point is everything goes by really fast. How much are you pressed for time to get everything prepared for when you need it, given whatever it is that you're preparing for?
Yeah, I think that's just the different phases of the job. Looking at the calendar, spring ball for us starts March 6th, and you're like, hey, that's a month away. PK, you're right, it's going to fly by. And when you're trying to plan for the entire spring, the off-season conditioning, everything leading up until August fall camp, it seems to go really quick. This thing will run by real quick, and before you know it, we'll be talking about the home opener and talking about the Big 12 conference.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby, don't ever look back. Got the world around us, just fall apart.
Hans and Scotty wrapping up another show. It's amazing how fast the show goes when we have a co-host.
Yeah, it flies.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it flies and it's fun.
Hey, make sure to join us on Friday. We'll be at Minky Couture broadcasting live in Layton. The best blanket ever is the best Valentine's Day gift ever. Use promo code ZONE50 at checkout and in store and online at minkycouture.com.
Well, Scotty and I are going to hook you up this week.
Yeah.
We're out of Jimmy's, I think, sometime this week, too.
Oh, are we?
I think we are.
Hot damn.
Yeah. You and I have hit the payload, man. It's the mother load. It's the way we take the best care of our listeners.
Go on remote. And if you follow us on remote, you'll be a hero, too.
You will. Jimmy's Flowers is second to none. I'm telling you, that is tomorrow, isn't it?
Manana?
Yeah. We're going to be out of Jimmy's tomorrow.
Which location? We in Bountiful?
No, you're the one. Way, way down.
Are we in Spanish Fork?
Way, way, way down.
You wish.
Oh, Nephi?
No, I'll just mess with him. He's got to go all the way to Logan. You are by up by Hill Air Force Base.
Yeah. Oh, that one up there?
Yeah.
Because the one in Bountiful is like, he's like 5 minutes from my house.
Yeah. Come take care of all your Valentine's needs. get this stuff.
I don't think there's one out in Nephi, but I would drive from Nephi to get some flowers from Jimmy's.
I know.
I would. That's how good they are.
Well, he's, you talk about some of the people that we work with in this industry, and he is one of the all-time greats.
Oh, yeah.
That
absolutely.
Whole family. Remember we sat down with his boys? His boys all have state championship, football state championships, and it's great. And those boys are helping in on the family program, and not only can you get great flowers, but you can get some incredible chocolates.
Oh, that's right. You did down some chocolates there, too.
Let's make sure we get a tech out there.
Yeah. All right. That wraps it up for us. Big thanks to everyone who joined us on the show today. I guess that was just one. That was David Locke. So big thanks to David who joined us.
It was fun having David, and he's probably back up on the slopes.
Yeah, he's long gone.
He's loving the snow.
Yeah. Good man.
Do we have any more coming? We finally dry it out?
I'm sure. Wait two more days and we'll get another foot of snow.
Really? Has this been more snow on the Bountiful Bench that you've ever dealt with?
Okay. It's the most annoying snow we've dealt with. And it's probably cumulative the most, but I like it when you get that one big storm and you get like, you know, a foot and a half and you take out the snowblower and you just knock it all out and then you're done for 2 or 3 weeks. But it seems like every day, here's another 2 inches. And there's another 4 inches.
Yeah.
I got another inch. And then it's just like, hey, you know, just give me that one big storm. Then give me a few weeks off. Then give me another one. And then we can deal with it. But it seems like every other day we're getting just some level of snow. And yes, I'm signing.
Get these Instagram videos of Scotty snow blowing, being like grinding.
I think only one of us have done that. That's you. And you got millions of hits off it.
Join us tomorrow, though. We'll be out at Jimmy's Flowers, and we will have you taken care of with Mika Couture. If you're looking for a blanket that says I love you, or flowers, or chocolates that say I love you, take advantage of the percentages and the offers that Scotty and I will be bringing you on these remotes.
Hands and Scotty, that's it for the show. 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone and Rival next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.